Hello and welcome to the I Am Jen Wilson, the Healing Rebel podcast. And it's a wee solo show today for you, for me to be in your ears. Now, I don't know what date this is, the 12th of November that I'm recording this. And on the 22nd of November, I have a free masterclass that is my Body and Mind Reset Masterclass. I offer the Body and Mind The free 5 days as free 5 days that you can access whenever you want to go through it at your own pace. And what I'm hearing from people is they have all the good intentions to do it, but they don't quite manage to work their way through the 5 days. They might do day one and then forget to go back and do day two, or do days one and two and then forget to do day three. So you know how it goes. I've signed up for many online courses myself that I have had all the intentions. I've left the tab open. I'm definitely going to do that, definitely going to do that, and then I don't do it. So what this masterclass is going to take you through those 5 days in the 1 hour masterclass. It's going to give you the what it is, the why it is, so that you get and these five pillars. So I work in the health and well-being industry. I've been in this industry since 2009. In fact, I've been in it longer because I worked in it when I lived in Australia as well. But I've lived in this industry, lived in this industry, worked in this industry, been immersed in this industry for a long time. And there are a lot of people out there telling you that their one thing is the thing that's going to make you fitter, make you thinner, make you healthier, heal you, cure you, whatever the promise is. And I've signed up for so many of them. Dread to think about how much money I have spent on these programs. Dread to think. And the thing is, some of them worked for a little while, but they didn't work for a big time, for the long time. Some of that was because they didn't actually work for general population. They didn't work for the bigger picture. It worked really well for that one individual, which is amazing, brilliant. You got your result. But when you take it on a mass scale, it wasn't working. And maybe the science has improved and the science has formed and developed, and we now have a better understanding of whatever it was that that fad was. If we think about the Atkins diet, God, I remember people going on the Atkins diet way back in 1996 when I was in my first job. Like, that's how long ago I remember these particular fads being something that were in pop or were being popular even before that. Rosemary Conley, getting rid of fat from your diet, that was going to make you thinner, but somehow we're now 40 years on and everybody's even fatter and unhealthier. So, you know, when you look back on a lot of these fads, a lot of these quick fixes, oh, I know, here's the magic bullet. And the magic bullet just doesn't work. I mean, it might sell. It sounds great. It sounds sexy. We're all looking for that fast track. And, you know, I've bought into it. I've tried it. Failed miserably. And what I have come to realize over my coming up to 45 years of existence in the world is that we need to get back to basics. We need to get back to our true, authentic self. And that word authentic just seems so cliche because it's a buzzword being used at the moment. But what do I mean by that? And this is the first of the pillars of the Healing Rebel Mastery, is about understanding your values. Talk about it in my book, 9 Rules to Sort Your Shit. It's one of the modules in the Healing Rebel Mastery course. It is the first thing that's going to be in this masterclass. When I learned about my values, it was like somebody had switched the light on. My moral compass went, "Two, here's due north," and it just started to make sense. Why I said yes to things made sense. Why I said no to things made sense. Why, when I said yes to things that I really wanted to say no to, made me feel icky. That was the light bulb went on. Oh my goodness. Wow. Now, very shortly after my book, 9 Rules to Sort Your Shit, came out, I started to become unwell. And rather than go to my nine rules to sort my shit, I doubled down on things that were not useful because I thought I was going to be able to fight my way out of this situation. And then I got diagnosed with Crohn's, and then I became very, very unwell and wasn't able to walk. I had to stay downstairs in the living room until somebody came home to be able to take me upstairs so that I could go to my bed. And losing that independence, losing that freedom, absolutely broke my heart. And it was in that and the journey to, right, how do I get healthy? I was fit. I thought I was fit and healthy, but I wasn't. And now, nearly 7 years into my Crohn's journey, I can look back and be like, I was fit, but I wasn't healthy because I was always trying to find health. I was always following all these fads of, right, how can I feel healthy? Because I don't feel healthy, I feel fit. There was always puffiness in my body. There was always uncomfortableness. There was always this internal battle going on. So the drive for me to get well came from this not being able to walk, not being able to dress myself, not being able to shower myself, having to accept help that I had never been able to ask for in the past. I don't want other people to suffer like that, or if people are suffering like that, I want to give them inspiration, some guidance to help them move through that so either they get well or they have a better relationship with their situation. I'm not promising any magic bullets here because, as I've said, they don't work. Thousands of pounds in debt, they don't work. And even in this journey over the last six, seven years, I have still bought into the fad of this therapy or that therapy or this diet or that diet, and I've tried them. And I get quite frustrated, particularly in the IBD space, the inflammatory bowel disease space, where I see people saying, I know how to cure you. You just need to follow my diet plan. That's not a cure. That's a lifestyle choice that might help some people. It's not going to help all people. And my fear for the people who sign up for that, like I have in the past when I've signed up for things and I've not been successful, is I've blamed myself. I haven't been doing it well enough. I haven't been good enough. And I want to take that away from people. This lack of compassion for yourself, lack of understanding your own needs. Because when you're in that place, it's so, so challenging. It's so, so tough. And there is a way out. That doesn't mean that you're never going to have symptoms. It doesn't mean that you're never going to not be well. It means that when these things are presented, you have a better way of approaching them. You have a better way of dealing with them. Now, I am not going to kid you on and tell you that I have it nailed. I have it perfect. I am in this continual process myself. But I now know that when I go to the doctor and they say, you're going to take this medicine or you're going to have this procedure or whatever, my gut reaction is always, no, I'm not. And then I go away and think about it and I'm like, oh, maybe I should have asked more questions. Maybe I should have. So I now know that when I'm presented with something at the doctor's, I can go, okay, I need to think about this because I can't process it right in this moment. And you might not have a health condition, but you might be struggling with something in life where you're thinking, I don't know how to get out of this situation, whatever that situation is. It might be a job you hate, it might be a relationship that you know is completely toxic. It might be that you get out of situations, but then keep ending up in the same situation, and you've got this perpetual cycle of, oh shit, we're back here again. Oh my goodness, I thought I learned my lesson the last time. So I want to be able to help you learn those lessons so that going forward, you can go, and why I'm making this decision, or, oh, here's that old pattern or that old habit. So the other things that I'm going to talk about on the masterclass are, so that we're going to do values, so important. It feeds into all of that, knowing why you feel triggered by one thing and feel totally hugged and embraced by another thing. We're going to talk about hydration. 8 glasses of water a day doesn't cut it. If you're drinking tap water, there's chemicals and shit in there that your body recognises that it won't absorb in. So how you consume your water, and you can probably drink less if you drink stuff that's more hydrating for you. But I'm not going to go into that in detail. Love your lymph. If you follow me on social media, you know that I am often talking about loving your lymph, draining your lymphatic system. It's your internal drainage system. It's your internal sewage system. If it's congested, if it's blocked up, it's going to store more fat. It's going to create inflammation in your body. It's going to make your body sick and toxic. So being able to clear the lymph is super important. What are I'm blanking on the other two. Breath work. Oh, thank goodness that came back. Breath work. So many of us, dysfunctional breathers. I talk a lot, which means that I'm breathing just into the top part of my chest. I need that fast oxygen exchange to be able to maintain the conversation, to be able to maintain the words. But when I'm not talking, I need to be able to sit back and take fuller, deeper breaths, so that the breath is going deep into the lungs, and we're getting proper oxygen, we're getting that proper gas exchange so that we can clear out the toxins. And then the other thing that I'm going to be talking about is movement, and why movement is so important, and how you find the movement that is right for you. Especially for women, as we're getting into our 40s, moving into our 50s, how we exercise, how we move is going to change. It needs to change so that we are supporting our nervous system, so that we're supporting our hormonal system, so that we are supporting all our body systems, and we're not creating more stress that could be causing more harm. So everything that we are talking about here, and this the first time that I mentioned stress in this, is about you being able to manage your stress better. I am somebody who chronically lives in a sympathetic nervous system state. Sympathetic nervous part of your nervous system is often referred to as your fight and flight, but it's also your motivation, your action, your let's go part of the nervous system. And then you've got your parasympathetic nervous system, which is rest and digest, and it sounds super lovely, but also it's your fawn, it's your disassociation, it's your disconnect. So we have to be able to dance between the two of these really, really well, because opposite ends of that spectrum, too much of anything is not good. Too much oxygen, you die. Too much water, you die. Too much sympathetic nervous system, you die. Too much parasympathetic nervous system, you die. We need to be able to find our way to dance and flow between these, and being able to find some simple tools, going back to basic, taking away the fads, taking away the false promises, taking away the bullshit. That's where we're going to find a sense of peace, a sense of calm, being able to find your freedom, whatever that looks like for you. Freedom is something I have tattooed down my back, the word freedom, and it's done as a mirror image, because to me, freedom is about being able to look in the mirror and knowing, liking, loving and accepting what is looking back at me. Faults and all. For me, freedom is about being able to person that's looking back, faults and all. And I think in today's society, with social media and cancel culture and all this negativity bias, you know, we're quick to laugh at other people, we're quick to point out other people's faults, we're quick to put people down, and we've lost our ability to have compassion. And when we don't have that compassion for other people, how can we expect to have compassion for ourselves? It needs to start with you and then move out. Just going to check my notes to see if there was anything else I wanted to see on this. Right, so I wanted to give my freedom, I wanted my independence. I wanted to feel empowered, that was the word I had written down. When I first got sick, I felt very disempowered. I felt like these people had control over every decision that was being made, and I felt very disempowered. And it's only through knowledge and experience and other people around you saying, you can say no, you can ask more questions, you can challenge the narrative, you can do the things your way for you. You need to have that support network around you. You need to have those people. I was listening to a podcast this morning before recording, and the person that was talking about, they had been in a room and saying, oh, I've got this going on, I've got that going on, this stress, that stress, next stress. And people around about them were like, oh, but you work so hard, you just need to slow down, you just need to take a rest, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, these are not the people I want round about me. I want the people who are going to say, things are tough right now, but you're tougher. You can move through. And that's what I want to be for you. And that's the kind of people that I want around me. I don't want people patting me on the shoulder and being like, here's the pity party. Fuck that. Yeah, I can throw myself a big enough pity party. I don't need other people being pitiful for me. Yes, I want the hug. Yes, I want that space to be held, to be emotional. But I want the reassurance. I want that you can fucking do this. And I'm here to champion you. And you can fucking do this might be rest. Because for so many of us, rest is such an uphill battle. It's not being lazy, but in our head we think we're being lazy. It's not letting people down, because in our head we think we're letting people down if we're taking time for ourselves, and it's not about that. Society is very much built for the male hormonal cycle. It's not built for the female hormonal cycle. Even how we manage the female hormone cycle issues is to just dampen it so that there's no fluxes. And I'm not saying to anybody, don't ever go on the pill, don't ever go on HRT. That is none of my business. That is completely a conversation between you and your doctor. But be very aware of the reasons behind what it is that you're doing. And I'll say that about even the stuff that I'm teaching. Know the reason behind why it is you're doing it. Not just what I'm telling you, not just the education that I'm sharing, but know your own deep-rooted reason for taking action. It's going to come back to your values. There's a wee sneaky hint for you. And I just love to see other people getting it. When you see that light bulb go on of, oh, that makes so much sense. And then the change happens. When I get an email from somebody who says, we spoke about X and now I'm doing Y. One of my clients regularly sends me pictures of her doing Pilates moves in strange places. Now this woman I absolutely love. She is one of my favourite people in the whole wide world. I tell lots of people they're my favourite people, but I have like this line of people that sit there as my favourites, and she is definitely one of them. She's had both her hips replaced. She has osteoporosis. She has arthritis. And the doctors tell her not to do things. I tell her not to do things only from an insurance purpose, because if I say, yeah, go ahead and do that, and then she breaks her spine, that's on me. So I'm always like, you need to be careful, please. Don't break anything. But when she sends me pictures of things that she's up to and things that she's doing, she cycles places that I can't cycle to. She goes on walks, she goes on hikes, she does her Pilates all over the place. She is doing her handstands with support. Her husband's standing there going, please don't fall and hurt yourself. But that kind of attitude, I champion. That kind of attitude, she's like, I want to live my life now because I know one day that I might not be able to do this stuff. So I want to know that I've done it, that I have lived to the fullest in this time. And that is the joy. Some of us are not here for a long time. I mean, even in the grand scheme of things, if you live till you're 100, that's considered good old age. In the scheme of in the number of years that the planet's existed, it's a blip. But some of us don't get anywhere near that. Some of us will never get anywhere near that. So you have to make the most of what you do have. You have to make the most of the experience and the time that you do have here. And how you navigate that, how you fill your cup is going to be unique to you. And I want you to do it without judgment and without fear. And to have somebody behind you going, yes, you can do this. You can do this. I want to be that person for you because that's who I want in my corner. I want people that have that can-do attitude, that have that power to live as fully and wholly as they can. And I also need and want to make a living. I can't work for free as much as I would like to. And I had this conversation with some fellow business owners recently about I would rather just give all this stuff away for free than ever have to ask people to pay me for it because that asking feels icky. And they were like, what is that ick? What is that ick? And when I was thinking about it, and initially I said, I don't want to let people down. But the thing is, I can't let people down. I have all the information that I have that I'm going to share. And I can't let you down on that. I can present you with this information and say, I'm here for you. I'm going to champion you. I can do this. I have to take my expectations. And this was something I worked on in therapy, was letting go of my expectations of what other people should do, because that's none of my business. I can only have expectations for myself, and those expectations are high. I just want everybody else to be the same, but their expectations might be high for them. Who am I to question and judge that? So this exploration of why did I feel ugh and icky about asking people for money to for my support to help them on this journey, to help them through. I need to keep a roof over my head. I need to keep electricity coming through, otherwise I can't record things. I need to be able to feed myself. I like to shop local. I like to buy organic food from small local businesses so that I'm supporting the local community. I mean, I do buy stuff from Amazon, who doesn't? But I have been much more aware of not just going straight to Amazon. I'm like, can I buy this from this person direct? Is this a small business selling through Amazon? Because sometimes that's what a small business gets known by selling on Amazon. Then you know the product, then you go directly to the product. So it can be a nice, wee, useful look. Can I find those small businesses? How can I support other small local businesses? Can't do that if I'm not getting paid for what it is that I do. So that was a whole journey for me over the weekend, from Thursday being asked that question and me going, I'm going to start crying, and I started sweating, and oh, it felt so uncomfortable. But yeah, you don't go into Tesco and expect the stuff to be free. You can't come into a small business and expect them to give it away for nothing either. So that was a interesting values exercise for me, definitely. But what I remember listening to somebody, done a lot of work on my money mindset over the years, and I remember listening to somebody talking about their money mindset, and they're like, money is energy, and when you get that money, you get to cleanse the energy of it on how you spend it. So somebody might work for Big Pharma, and they come and spend that money with you. You then get to take Big Pharma's money and then spend it where you want to spend it, with businesses that you want to spend it with, or the government they work for, whoever it is they work for. But if you feel, if it's somewhere that you feel icky, oh, that's bad energy, you get to take that in, and you get to cycle it, and you get to clear it out, and you get to go and support and do the things that you want to do with that money. It's all about that energetic exchange, and everything is energy. And yeah, so if you're listening to this and thinking, I want to hear more ramblings from Jen, I want to know more about this masterclass, go to the comments. The link will be in the comments. And if you can't find the link in the comments of wherever you're listening to this, then find me on social media. I'm on Facebook. I am Jen Wilson, the Healing Rebel. I'm on Instagram. I am dot Jen Mills. Excuse me, dot Jen Wilson. I'm on YouTube. I am Jen Wilson. My website is iamjenwilson.com. My email address is jen@iamjenwilson.com. And if you're listening to this after the 22nd of November, don't worry, because I am recording the masterclass and it will be available. If you reach out to me and ask for it, I'll be able to send you the recording so that you can find out more. All right, so I'm going to sign off from today's podcast. We've got some amazing interviews coming up in the following weeks. Some of them have already been recorded, some of them are being recorded in the coming days. I am very excited to share wisdom from other amazing women that I learn from, that I connect with, that I am inspired by in both the online and offline world. So look out for them. Make sure that you are subscribed or following on whichever platform it is that you listen to this on, because that is how the platforms know that I have something useful to share and that I'm helping people, and they are more likely to help promote it. You know, I'm up against these big names in the podcast world who've got millions of subscribers and millions of followers, and I'm sitting in the tens or hundreds. And I don't want to have millions, but I want to be able to help people. And if nobody hears me, I can't help. And that's where this cycle of, that's difficult. How can I not be seen, but still be heard? Interesting. So I have to get over that to be able to help. So please do like it, share it, follow it, pass it on. If there's somebody that's coming to mind when you're listening to this, somebody that's coming to mind that needs to hear it, then please do share it with them directly and say, you need to hear this. If you're putting any posts on social media, please do tag me, because it does fill my heart with joy and make me feel seen, heard, special. It's not about me, it's about being able to get the message out and for people to be able to learn so that they can fall in love with themselves. So hopefully I will see you at the masterclass. And yeah, just do it. Just come to the masterclass. We'll have a chat. We'll get stuff done. You will feel better. And that will be amazing. Until next time, I am signing off. Be kind, be curious.